الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته، ورضعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الإمام المجتبى عليه الصلاة والسلام حسب ما نقل في بحار الأنوار: لو وجدت أنصارا لقاتلته ليلي ونهاري. صلوات. Tabrik and congratulations to all of you respectable brothers and sisters on the Milad of our second Imam Al-Hasan Al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wa salam. Our second Imam was 47 years in age and born in the third Hijra. Second Hijra is the year of the marriage of Sayyida Zahra alayhi salam, and third Hijra is the year where Imam Al-Hasan is born. And he was 7 years old at the time of the departure of the Holy Prophet. 30 years of his life he lived under the walaya and imamat of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, his father. And the last 10 years of his life are the 10 years of his own imamat and walayat. His alqab are several, which as-sayyid and as-sibt and al-ameen and al-hujja and al-bar, al-naqi, al-mujtaba, al-zahid and al-zaki. And his most famous, his kunyat is Abu Muhammad. It is also narrated that when Imam al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was born, and Sayyida Zahra alayhi salam, she said to Amir Mu'min alayhi salam to name him, he said, "I'm not going to take a lead over messenger, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So when Rasulullah comes, when the Holy Prophet was there, then Prophet asked Imam Ali, "Did you name him? In other words, have you named him?" And he replies, "I'm not going to take a lead over you." And Prophet says, "I'm not going to take a lead over Allah." So, over my Lord. And that's what he said, "Oh my Lord." So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this shows the fact that Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam always look at things from Allah's perspective, what Allah likes. before anything they decide for on their own, they first think what Allah likes. So now, even in the smallest things, you know, it's the right of the father to name the son. Isn't it right? In the hadith of Rasulullah, according to one narration, it's narrated, the Prophet said, حق الولد على والده أن يحسن اسمه يحسن أدبه يعلمه القرآن. Prophet says the right of the, you know, of the son over the father or over his father is that the father should give him a good name. He should give him a good name. He should provide, good morals to him. That means provide the teachings of Islamic morality to, and يعلمه القرآن. Teach him the Quran. It's the job of the father to teach Quran to the son. So naming the son is the job of the father, but still the father is so much in the love of Allah and love of Rasulullah that he's not ready to take a lead over Rasulullah. And when Prophet is present, why would we take a lead over him? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Jibreel at that occasion, sending his salam first to the Holy Prophet. This is the respect. When Allah sends Jibreel, you find in the wahi, the first thing is always the salam on the Prophet. Before talking anything else, that's the adab and etiquettes we learn when we talk to each other. Some of the narrations tell us, man bada'a bil-kalami qabla salami fala tujibuhu. Whoever talks, starts talking to you without saying salam, don't reply to him. Man bada'a bil kalam qabla salam fala tujibuhu. This is the adab and etiquette. Takhallaqu bi akhlaq Allah. Didn't the Prophet say that adopt the morals of Allah? And these are the teachings of Allah. Allah, when he's talking to Prophet, the first thing he says is salam. And after the tahniyat, the tabriq, the mubarak, the congratulations that Allah sent, then Allah says that Ali towards you is in the status of Harun towards Musa. In other words, so make him in the name of the son of Harun. So this is how the name Al-Hasan was given to Imam Al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. And Abu Huraira narrates that whenever I look at Imam Al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, I start crying because I saw that Imam Al-Hasan was a young baby and he came and he sit into the lap of Rasulullah, and Prophet said three times, I heard the Prophet saying three times, oh my Lord, I love Hassan, and I love the one who loves Hassan. So anyone who loves Imam Hassan alayhi salam is automatically the mahbub and beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now his lineage tells everything. His grandfather is Rasulullah, for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down this Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa. Isn't it right? Ya tahiran min al-uyub wa ya hadiyan ila allam al-ghuyub. O you who is tahir from the defects. O you who is clean from the defects. And O you who is the hadiyan ila allam al-ghuyub, the one who is a guide towards Allah, who knows all this, the unseeables. We haven't sent down the Quran upon you so you end in hassle. So Prophet used to stand up throughout the night in ibadat and worship, still his feet were mutawarrim, having waram and swollen. Feet used to get swollen. And when you have a grandfather like this, it will make sense that Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam, according to some narrations, performs 20 hajj, and his feet some of the times used to get swollen. When you have a father like Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam, in the middle of the battle of Siffin, Amirul Mumineen Alayhisalam starts his prayers. And some of the Ashab started to do, atraf and complain. And this is the war going on. And you start the prayers in the middle of the war? And Imam Ali Alayhisalam replies back according to that narration, إِنَّمَا قَاتَلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ. The only reason why we are fighting them is prayers. That means you're not going to go against the whole purpose why you are here. Isn't it right? We are here to install the prayers, in other words, and they are here to kill and massacre the concept of salat. So you're not going to go against your hadaf for the sake of the war. The purpose why we are here is for the sake of the salat. So this is Imam al-Mujtaba alayhi salam's father. And when Imam al-Mujtaba alayhi salam comes for the wudu, the narration says he used to shiver from the fear of Allah. He didn't start the prayers yet. He comes for wudu. But obviously, if after wudu, you are going to go and start your prayers. So this is the son for a father like that. His son has to be like this, who shivers at the time of the wudu in the fear of Allah and says, Ilahi, when he reaches, when he reaches the masjid, the mosque, at the time of entering into the mosque, Imam al-Hasan said, Ilahi, daifuka bebabik. Oh my Lord, your guest is at your door. So this is how, this shows the ma'rifat, this shows the recognition, in-depth recognition of this personality. He has a mother like Sayyida Zahra alayhi salam, who is praying throughout the night and praying for the rest of the people, mu'mineen. Kanat tusammi, she used to name the mu'mineen one by one by their names and doing dua for them and not praying for herself throughout the night. This is Sayyida Zahra alayhi salam. And when Imam al-Hasan, who is a baby, asked her mother, lima la tad'ina li nafsik, why don't you do dua for yourself? Kama tad'ina li ghayrik, the way you do dua for others, other than you. So she says, Bunayya al-jar thumma ad-dar, my dear son, the neighbor, and then the house. That means you have to give preference to the neighbor over the house. This kind of the mother is supposed to have a son like Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, that when a sa'il, when a faqir comes to Imam al-Mujtaba alayhi salam and says, I am broke. I am totally broke. I have nothing left for me. And my situation can tell you what I'm going through. The only thing I have is my dignity. And today I saw you, so I came here to sell my dignity, so at least I can take care of my needs. Imam al-Hasan al-Salam said to somebody, one person of his, bring whatever you have in the house. This person gathered 12,000 dirhams. Imam al-Hasan al-Salam gave those 12,000 dirhams to him and recited two shi'r. And he says, in the gist of the ash'ar, what we learned from those two shi'r is that you asked us in a hurry, and whatever we have, whatever we had, we gave it to you. And it's very less. 12,000 dirhams is not a less amount, it's a big amount even in those days. But this is the tawadhu and modesty of Imam Hasan, that he calls the big amount to be very less in front of the poor person. And what you have, keep it. He's pointing towards the same dignity issue that he was pointing out. Only thing I have is my dignity, and I saw you, so I came here to sell my dignity, to get something from you. So Imam says to him, keep what you have. That means protect your dignity, our scholars say. So, and as if you haven't seen me and you haven't sold nothing. That means just think that you haven't seen me in your life and you haven't sold your dignity, in other words.
So this is the kind of the son of that sort of mother. So in rajulan atal Hasan ibn Ali, a person came to Imam Hasan ibn Ali, faqala bi abi anta wa ummi, may my mother and father be sacrificed on you, a'inni ala qada'i hajatin, help me for fulfilling a need. فانتعل وقام معه فمر على الحسين عليه السلام وهو قائم يصلي.
Imam Hassan got his slippers and start walking with that person, that poor guy, that person who was in need. And when he was walking on his way, he saw Imam Hassan standing and praying. Imam Hassan saw Imam Hussein standing and praying. Imam Hassan said to this guy, أين كنت عن أبي عبد الله تستعينه على حاجتك?
Why, where were you asking Imam? That means, in other words, why didn't you ask Abi Abdullah? Why didn't you ask Imam Hussein about your hajat?
In other words, he says, he replies that if فذكر أنه معتكف,
he says Imam Hussein was doing i'tikaf,
so that's the reason I didn't ask him. Imam Hassan says, أَمَا أَنَّهُ لَوْ أَعَانَكَ كَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ مِنْ اِعْتِكَافِهِ شَهْرًا.
If he had helped you, it was better than doing i'tikaf for 1 month.
I'tikaf is done in Islam for only 3 days. You know, for doing i'tikaf for 1 month, helping a mu'min was better than doing i'tikaf for 1 month. This is the kind of Imam, alhamdulillah, that we have. And after the shahadat, the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Imam Hassan gives a khutbah. And in that khutbah, he is introducing his own self. People of Kufa. Imam Hassan is introducing himself. We are the Ahlul Bayt who are the Hizb. Hizbullah, we Ahlul Bayt are the Hizb of Allah. That in the Quran we have been introduced as overwhelming. Fa inna, he's talking about the verse of Quran which it says, Fa inna Hizbullah humul ghalibun. You know, certainly the Hizb, the party of Allah, are the ones who are overwhelming. So Imam Hassan says, we Ahlul Bayt are Hizb of Allah. That who are introduced in Quran as the, overwhelming. And he says, we, itrat of messenger, are the ones, we are itrat of the messenger, and he's talking about the hadith al-Saqalain of the Holy Prophet, where we are mentioned next to the Quran, and mubayyin, explain those who explain the Quran and the supporters of Quran, and we are the ones who know the ta'wil and tanzeel of Quran, and Quran, we are the ones who in Quran are considered to be ma'soom and mutahhar, infallible in Quran. And then he recites the ayatul tathir, innama yuridullahu li yudhhiba ankum rijsa ahlil bayt wa yutahhirakum tathira. And then he says that everyone is supposed to obey us, because Quran says, in the Quran it has been commanded. And then he recited the ayat of Quran, Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasula wa ulil amri minkum, obey Allah and obey the messenger and the ulil amr amongst you. And then Imam Hassan says, we are the ones whose mawaddat, the love, Quran makes wajib upon the people. And then he recites in this ayat of Quran, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, I don't ask upon that a reward except the love of Qurba. Qurba obviously means the Ahlul Bayt. And we are the ones whose mahabbat is considered to be hasana, a good deed. And then he recites this verse of Holy Quran from Surah Ash-Shura, verse 23, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نُزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا
Husna. So this is how Imam Hasan alayhi salam has been introducing himself after the Shahadat of Amir Mumin alayhi salam. And the people, 10 years of his imamat and the duration that he has to do the sabr after the sulh with the peace with the Muawiyah is because of the lack of awareness of the people. The people are not ready to support the imam. People separate religion from politics. People are not ready to stand up for against the Tawhut. So according to this narration from Al-Kamil Ibn Asir, Imam Al-Hasan al-Salam said, لَوْ أَصَرْتُ أَنْ أُقَاتِلَ أَحَدًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ لَبَدَأْتُ بِقِتَالِكَ فَإِنِّي تَرَكْتُكَ لِصَلَاحِ الْأُمَّةِ وَحِقْنِ دِمَائِهَا.
If I, in other words, decided to fight against anyone, I would have started with you. Imam said to Muawiyah, I have left you for the maslahat of the ummah and the protection of their blood. So this is why our scholars say Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam actually is paving the way, tamheed, for the incident of Karbala. People are jahil. People are ignorant. Fasluddin min as-siyasa. They are separating religion from politics. They are supporting the Tawhut and its agenda and silent over Tawhut. People are not supporting Imam Hasan. Imam Hasan, there is no difference between Imam Hasan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But people are not ready. By his patience, he is making the people ready. So now when Karbala happens, you find they are supporters for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, that he says that, you know, inni la ara ashab wala ashaban awfa min ashabi. I don't see companions, more faithful than my companions. So the best of all the companions in the history of humanity are available for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And this is what Imam al-Hasan has been paving the way for the Qiyam of Karbala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I think the time is over. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and to follow the footsteps of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.